Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you for listening to us in the weird new world. This is the final day of the ninth week. We start week 10 next week. Oh, boy. It's funny, though. I talk to some people who cannot wait for the world to get back to normal, and I talk to other people who are like, I like this.
Yeah,
I've like heard working from home. And it's and listen, everybody's going through their own thing. I was talking to our to Joy yesterday. She's the ex-wife of our old boss, and mm-hmm. we've stayed close over the years. And she's like, "This is sort of regular." She does middays at EQX in Vermont.
Oh, that's a regular gig now.
She got a full time gig there. just recently, she got, you know, she'd been doing weekends and filling just because she was, you know, sort of a radio person. And, you know, there's a person who wasn't even really necessarily trying to, you know, she's a bra shop chick.
Right.
But she's like, listen, you know, she lives on like a farm in Vermont. She's like, this is, you know, not a lot has changed for me because she still has to go in. They're still physically going into the station, even though Vermont's, you know, been real good. They're on lockdown. And I guess that they're, you know, wiping down the board in between every, you know, kind of Nicole style, like crazy with the hand sanitizer and the wiping down of everything. But she's like, this is like not a lot has really changed for me, she says, because she's like, I'm just a person who putters around the farm and then goes to the station when it's really the only time I leave anyway. So she's like, I'm fine with it. She's saying, I'm not finding that people are necessarily being nicer to each other. It seems like everybody's a little edgier, you know?
Oh, I think that there's tensions are high.
Tensions are high. Well, people are going through the stuff, but she's saying, you know, this could stay like this forever. People are helping each other. People are bartering with, I've got some tomatoes or, you know, whatever. And you've got a haircut for me, you know, whatever.
Well, farm life is...
it's a little different.
Something else. We're not living farm life at all, so...
No. She's like, why can't we all just farm? And I'm like, you know... She goes, you know, you get like an ox and you... I'm like, what are you talking about?
Dude.
That's pretty... You know, maybe if we get another planet, we can all get an ox and 40 acres, but... That ship has sailed.
I don't even want that. What?
Yeah, who wants to work on a farm?
No thanks.
Lugging feed and plowing fields and no. Yeah, agreed. Like,
yeah,
listen,
she's crazy. No thanks.
I like gardening. But what I mean is, I like, you know, when I have a minute to trim a plant. You know, it's not.
I'm gonna watch my kids grow. I'm gonna go surfing. I'm gonna do the few things I can that I love it with my remaining years. And no, I don't want to farm, Joy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Anyway, that's what she thinks the world should be.
I'm glad the people on the farm haven't been affected by this at all. That's good.
I know. But anyway, look, it's Friday. Whatever your reality is, no one can take Friday away from you. And now we're going to talk about... Oh, hold on. I probably have a sponsor. This is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you want to catch any links or videos we mentioned on the air, just go to our Facebook page. Like, Bryn throws the stuff up there all the time. Some interesting video, or maybe did you put the Katy Perry video up there this morning, Bryn? Because that might be a good thing to throw up. He is not listening. Oh, is he listening?
I'm half listening. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm...
great.
What
Thank
was the question?
You. Would you
Sorry.
Mind? So you weren't listening. So
I was listening. I heard you say the Facebook page, and you said a couple things that were soft in my ears. I was listening to the music that we're pulling for today.
Oh, well, no, listen, I'm not questioning why you're not listening. I just know that sometimes you're busy and sometimes you're listening. The Katy Perry video.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's put that up
on
the Facebook.
Right now.
Sure. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page where you can find the things we talk about. All right, we're going to jump into Survivor here. I would like to say to Maria from Napa, who is like our correspondent on all things Survivor and Big Brother, she clearly sits and does this email as she watches the show. It seems to be in her. And she makes some great points here. In fact, one of them right off the top is she thinks it's harder this time because we aren't shifting our focus to Big Brother as we normally would at this time of year. And I agree with her. Like, I actually, John and I were talking about how I think I was pregnant with my second kid when this show debuted. Because I think it was fall of the year 2000. Isn't that it?
I have no.
And I know you didn't watch every season, but I have watched every single season of this. And I can't think of another TV show that I've watched avidly for 20 years, let alone 40 seasons. Like, there's just nothing else that... Like, sure, The Simpsons have been on a long time, and I absolutely catch episodes of that from time to time. And, you know, when I was younger, I watched that pretty religiously. But I, you know, Survivor's really been with us for so long, since my one kid wasn't, you know, was a year old, and the next kid was about to pop. So it's their whole lives. Oh. They know about Survivor. I know.
Don't 20... say pop.
Whatever. He popped right out the front.
Yeah,
You know, it's really been, it's a huge, weirdly part of my life. Like, I really look forward to each season, and I'm a little bummed that, I mean, let's jump to the end of the finale now. Do you have, what the comments that Jeff made about this coming season, which he thinks is happening this fall? It's interesting because I thought you had to be 18 to be on the show. And he was actually asking for people younger than that. So I don't know what their twist will be this time.
Well, clearly it'll be young people. I mean, it's going to be
and maybe
Lord of the
really
Flies.
Old people. Right. I don't know.
That would be a good little
twist.
Or
there,
an interesting
right?
twist. Young people with, you know, silver hairs.
It would be kind of interesting. Maybe my son and I will apply. Could see me and Berkeley on there together.
So you going to do it?
No.
Why not?
I just don't. I don't know if I've got it in me, you know?
So you just say that? You just tease us?
Wouldn't that be fun? I would.
Well, do it.
I dream about being on Survivor all the time. And I've won it in my dreams. And Jeff is like, oh, good job. What a great game.
Yeah, we'll do the show without you. You just have to wear an Alice shirt the whole time.
Oh, I would too.
Good.
Kidding me? Yeah. I'd wear an Alice shirt, wear Alice, you know, everyone gets onto their underwear at some point. I'll just, like, you know, get some iron-on Alice decals.
All right. Yeah, yeah, let's do this.
Hell yeah. I'm going to be a walking billboard on that
place. Good.
My son will have walking billboard of that is not my mom. She on his butt. She is so embarrassing. Yeah, it's dumb, but I would just love to do it.
So do you have that of him saying what's coming up or no?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear it.
Let's talk about our 41st season because normally we show you a cool promo. For obvious reasons, we haven't been able to shoot, but man, we have some fun ideas. We're always trying to explore and evolve the show and take chances, and we're going to do that. And we're committed to being on in the fall with our 41st season, which means you should apply, especially if you're young. I'm talking teenagers, 16, 17, 18, 19. Do it. Cool parents in a cool school, who knows? It could happen. You can bid on props from this season. Proceeds benefit Stand Up to Cancer.
So, I don't know what the rules were before. I don't think I've ever seen anybody under... No one under 18's ever been on it, have they?
But he just addressed it. So, schools aren't going to say, yeah, you can leave for 3 months. So, the parents would have to say, we are pulling him for 3 months. So, or him or her, whatever. Right. But, and then the parents have to be willing to allow that to happen and probably sign away everything.
Because who knows what's going to happen to your kid on that island, you know? They're still your charge until they're 18 years old.
Survivor suddenly takes charge. That's the thing.
Right.
And so, I'm sure they must have lawyers who've figured out how to make this possible, but I don't know what to say about that. I don't know that I even want to watch 16-year-olds in action.
I would like to, because I feel like those are still such formative years. I think it will be interesting to see, because there's like some growing up that has to happen on that show for sure. Like, mommy's not there to help you. Like, are some kids going to go, I can't do this? You know, are they going to be 5 days in, haven't eaten, and throw in the deli. Like, I'm interested. I would be interested to see what a kid my kid's age would do. I should tell. I just know he'd never do it, but I would love to see that kid on Survivor.
I think there's probably, I guess I'm thinking about myself. I was so incredibly flawed at the age of 16 in every possible way.
I'm with you.
I just wasn't ready for television.
But you were also daring, crazy.
Yes, there's a lot of things that I would say, and I see this in my own kids now. You have moments, bright, shiny lights, where you go, oh my God, that kid's amazing,
right?
Or whatever. But you also have moments where you've backslid into maybe even younger than your own age, and you're just behaving like a troll,
right? And I think too that, you know, that's a good point, because kids are like, this could actually screw someone's life up, you know, if they're shown, if their worst moments on television are, you know, their friends are like, oh my God, turn out you're awful.
Look, think about the things that you see happening just this year, or maybe it was last year, like late last year, but Camila Cabello had to come out and say, I'm really sorry for the things I wrote when I was 16 online. And she's not the only one who's had to say that.
We are dummies when we're teenagers.
Right. Musicians, anyone who digs into their early, you know, online life finds, hey, this person uses the N-word.
Yeah,
what?
I'm actually super glad that, and I don't even know what would be uncovered, but I'm really glad no one can go back to me as a 16-year-old on social media. Like, I'm sure I would have been as idiotic as the next kid. We're idiots. Listen, I know you think you're not an idiot, teenager, listening to this show. And maybe you're not. But you're trying to be cool. You're trying to find your place. You're trying to fit in. You're trying to, you know, have your peers like and respect you. Like, it's... And so you're emulating them to some degree too, and that's never good. It's going to be. I'm actually sort of interested to see this. I think it's a pretty good idea, but I think it might be life changing, life ruining.
Well,
for
look,
some
I,
of
I
these
guess
kids.
Ultimately a parent has to really feel like their kid can handle it.
Yep.
And that means they've seen their kid in multiple, you know, handle multiple levels of difficulty with the same sort of grace or same sort of ability to maneuver through it without being jerky or being a baby or being or maybe that's what
right.
the point is. Maybe that's the point, to show us, you know, what it's like, remind you what it's like to be 16 dealing with adversity. And that show will be whatever it will be.
Remember when like your parents would threaten military school or, you know, and that would make a man out of you or whatever, because you're so badly behaved. Like this is almost like a mini version of that, except it happens in front of the entire country. Because I think that there will be people who are like, you know, their kids like, oh, I'm gonna go out for Survivor, and their parents are like, yeah, go ahead. Let's see how that. Yes,
the camera's
on.
You'd
be great.
Go ahead and make your argument. I'll get it emailed out to CBS by this afternoon.
Oh, you've got it. So let's get back to the show. First of all, it starts with Jeff in his garage with a, you know, tab A, slot B setup of Tribal Council, and apparently they shipped that to him and shipped the cameras allegedly. And
someone wrote in and said, Vinny, why do you question the garage set? And I was, it wasn't that I was questioning it, but my point was, you'd think CBS could open up the facilities and let him just, you know, with a small crew of people masked up. But maybe even it was just him who said, I'm not going in. You know,
possibly.
I don't know.
The
we
thing
just
I
speculate
thought was the
here. We don't know stuff. So
the cameras, to me, are the biggest question because of the union. Mm. Like, you can't even believe how strong these unions are, whether it's, you know, I mean, it's probably not SAG, right? It would be like whatever crew worker union or cameraman union or whatever. Like, there's really strict, even at our station, there's an engineers. I don't know what the name of that is, but we're not allowed to rewire stuff. That is
right.
That is a union gig. So, I mean, unless the camera guys came in and set that up and lighting guys came in and set that, that's the only reason I was like, you know, you could be right, Vin, because I don't know. But either way, we don't know for sure. So we can move on from that. I would like to say, if I could, stop me if you want to. I don't like someone coming back from Extinction Island. I think that once you're voted off, that should be the end of your run. And that doesn't mean I don't like the people there or that I don't think that Natalie went through enough adversity. That is just my feeling is once you're voted off, I think that should be the end for you. Or you should have an opportunity to come back much sooner than top six like that. And to be able to come in with all kinds of protections, like guaranteed getting your way into top five. So that's one bitch. Another one, and I've said this for years, I absolutely hate the three-person final. It's embarrassing for that person who has either been dragged along and doesn't really deserve to be there. Okay, I get it. They made fire. So what? They, you know, that doesn't... A lot of these people that make it to the end are drag-alongs. People say, I could beat that person. I'm keeping that person.
Is that Michelle?
It is Michelle. And listen,
in this scenario?
It's not that she played a bad game, because I think she can be proud of her game. But was she at the level of Tony or Natalie? No. And did she get a single vote? She didn't. And you know what? There she is sitting there as no votes are being read for her. It's friggin' embarrassing. It just is. And it's I find that to be uncomfortable. And I think it should come down to two people. Mm. But that is, those are, I just wanted to get those things off my chest.
All right. Michelle rallied hard here at the end, and
she did.
While I didn't necessarily respect the way she was handling her past relationship with Wendell, was that the guy? Is that the guy's
name?
Yeah,
Wendell. I actually thought Wendell did a worse job handling it.
I think they both did a bad job, but they were, you know, who hasn't been in that situation where a former couple seems to be snarky and snotty to each other, mm-hmm. and you're sitting there going, "Hey, you two.
Yeah, hey, this is comfortable."
Like, honestly, knock it off. So right. That, I just felt like that, but she rallied. She started winning stuff and continued to,
she did
to,
when
like,
she needed to.
Yeah, I liked her game, and I, you know, of course, Tony's climbing in trees and doing all these covert. He's a trip. He's someone that I give him credit, although I didn't necessarily want him to win. Because Yule's my guy, and for a second there, Yule was in. He was ahead in that challenge, and I'm like, oh my God, we're coming back. And then he didn't. But
yeah.
Anyway, Tony played a really good game. I think he laid low
when
early
on
to keep himself from being, you know, chucked early, and then turned it on when it was time. I think he played a fairly methodical and smart game.
When he made it to the final, I said that's who wins, because he's likable in a weird, like, oh my God, you're too frantic way. But I mean, the game he played, he's eloquent enough that he can put together an argument for himself. He doesn't come off like a total jerk. And I just thought if Tony makes it to the final three, Tony wins that game hands down. Natalie was a beast. I mean, she should be also very proud, but she was the first person voted off. And I think that's one of my beefs with Extinction. This is not a person. They didn't have to go through those tribal councils. They didn't have to do yes, they were starving. Yes, they had things to do on Extinction that were hard. But in the end, she, you know, she really just saved up those fire tokens and bought herself some advantage, which, by the way, she totally blew her advantages. Could you believe that she got tangled up and was the last one?
No, I couldn't.
But then she still won her way back in. I mean, that was actually very impressive. But still, she was voted out. And while she did get some votes, you know, I think ultimately it had to be Tony. What did you think about Sarah? Adamant. She doesn't have...
Well,
an immunity idol,
you know, that comes down to, here are people trying to be right to build their resume for their final conversation. And so she can be adamant and she can be forceful and you can say, okay, but that is the ultimate backfire. Mm-hmm. Like that, there it is, right in her face, egg all over it or whatever that, you know, cake, whatever you want to. I mean, that's just the exploding pie. Like, whoops.
Biggest
mistake.
She was
the one. And they all looked at her like, you are the reason that just happened.
And biggest mistake of the game, Ben giving permission to Sarah to vote him out. What? The honest to God, if they had gone with Michelle that time, it's quite possible that it could have been the three of them sitting there at the end. I mean, she flipping her vote to Ben. Like, what was he thinking? That was the weirdest thing.
Well, he was, I do know this about myself. I'll just try and say it this way. I've made enough mistakes through being an alcoholic and other, you know, selfish behaviors that I absolutely feel flawed and sort of ruined by that. And you have to sort of, you do look for redemption in places you can find it. You can't ever be fully forgiven for things because you can see people have sort of shell shock from stuff you've done to them. So it sucks, but I'm assuming that's something he's got in his life because of the way he was like, I just want to have friends from... I don't know what he did in his game or how people reacted to him. I don't know if he did something awful, but it sounds like he did because he was saying, I got home and I didn't have friends from this and I want that to be the case this time. And clearly it was more important to him than pursuing the money. What did he do?
I don't remember him doing... I remember him actually being likable and battling his way back in with Fire and I didn't remember anything in particular. I mean, that could just be his own personality. He's tough. He's a stubborn, mean at times dude. Like, I actually thought he showed worse on this season. Like, some of his interactions with Jeremy, I was just like, dude, that's another human being. You're playing a game here. Like, don't be such a dick.
But that might be what he's referencing when he's saying, I just want to come out of this with friends. So maybe that's what he's...
His wife, meanwhile, is like, I want you to come out of this with $2 million, please. I don't know. I thought that was maybe the biggest single mistake anybody made. I mean, he gave her permission to vote him out and she's crying. He's crying. I'm like, oh, my God, why did you just do that? And I think maybe she thought, oh, I can beat Michelle easier. But I don't know that that was the right move for, and Sarah was out anyway. All right, that's it. We've talked it out. I'm glad we went early because we got it all. Is there anything else you wanted to add to that? Or Kate, Bryn and Nicole, you guys both watched the season. Is there anything in particular?
Just that the ending, when I would totally agree with what you were saying about the three finalists. I think it should only be two. And just watching that ending where they're all sitting there waiting for the votes and Michelle has nothing and she just looks at her sister like and smiles, and it was just so awkward to watch.
It's so awkward.
She was pretty. At least she
very
was
pretty.
Really,
oh, she looked beautiful. She looked beautiful. Her hair was straight and
yes,
nice makeup.
I loved her outfit, but it was just really painful to watch for her.
It is. I just think that's a mistake that they make. But you know what? It's not my show. It's their show.
Yeah.
Brinny, anything from you?
I've got nothing.
All right, Craig. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do the news. Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, the new coronavirus, the new normal is creating new problems. I'll tell you after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.